Kenya Moore from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Hey, Kenya.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. You are the star now of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's right. Forget Nina.
Oh,
it's
wow.
You now.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's
I'll
you.
I'll take it.
Now, I have to confess, I don't watch, but I do read the recaps in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
And okay.
Yes, I do. I can't take it. So I just read about it. I
can't don't be read a it. Hater, Tom. You should watch the show. It's very interesting this season.
It
and
is.
I promise
interesting
you won't
is a good word.
Interesting is a good is,
a good,
is a good word.
An apt description.
Now, what I've been reading though, it says that Kenya, you've been
you've already started some things there, Kenya.
Oh, stirring up some stuff.
Yeah. You and Cynthia. For sure.
Yeah,
already.
we kind of locked horns in the beginning. You know, we're both bosses, and she was having a casting, and wasn't necessarily being run the way I would run a casting. Mm-hmm. And you know, we just had some differences there. So
they were at Cynthia's business, and they were casting for Jet Beauty of the Week. Mm-hmm. And there was just starting to be just a little, not a dust up, as it were, but you did call security on her people at her place.
Well, he was very disrespectful to me, and I just didn't know who he was and why he was talking to me. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, if it's Cynthia's business and if there was an issue with anything that was going on, then Cynthia, as the business owner, should have had a conversation with me, not her employee.
Do you like your image on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I think, you know, it's taken some time for me to adjust on the editing process. I think, you know, people that know me and have known me for the last 20 years in the business, I've definitely been, you know, a classy woman. I've been articulate. I'm a lot of things. And the show seems to be moving my, you know, editing process or my image in a certain
they're
direction.
Editing you wrong.
Well, they're not showing you in that classy way already, Kenya.
Uh-uh.
I must admit. I mean, I think from what we saw with Cynthia, and then what they have foreshadowed as far as your relationship with Phaedra and Apollo also indicates that not the classy woman that you are.
Well, that's the key word that you just said, indicates. I think that's what gets, you know, people in trouble. I think you need to watch the show because, you know, when you have a teaser out there or, you know, what most people would consider commercial, they're designed to make you want to tune in. So some things are definitely taken out of context. And let me be the first to say, I'm not interested in anybody's husband, not Phaedra's, not anybody else's. So you can put that on the record.
What you are interested in is getting a husband of your own. How's that working out for you?
Let the choir say amen. Yes, I am.
That's right. She was on the Fantastic Voice looking for a man. What?
No, I've never been. You haven't invited me yet. What's up with my invitation?
Well, you haven't been.
So how is it working out with the gentleman that we've seen you with thus far that you moved to Atlanta for?
Come on, me?
Exclusively moved to Atlanta.
Well, you know, she was J. Anthony Brown's ex-wife on the Ricky Smiley show.
I was. We had a ball shooting that show.
How
hopefully,
was that
you know,
you?
They'll have me back next year. He was a really good actor. We definitely had some good chemistry. You know, I think what's the good thing about a reality show is that it does give the viewers a glimpse inside our personal life. It's not our entire life. It's a segment of it. You know, we only shoot 3 or 4 months at a time. So you get a glimpse of what we really go through. Me being a single woman over 40, no children, and I've never been married, I represent 42.4% of black women that have never been married. So I think that the viewers would need to, you know, watch the show to see how I deal with the challenges that arise in my relationship and, you know, getting to know someone and trying to get to the altar. I mean, that's always going to be my end game right now.
How do you deal, though, Kenya, with, as you've already mentioned, about the editing process and how they do manipulate your image?
Well, what I understand from being in the media for the last 20 years is that you're going to take some blows. You know, people report things all day long. You know, there was a rumor that I had been married. There were pictures all over the internet stating that I had been married. And certainly that wasn't true. it was a picture that was from a still from a movie, and all of a sudden I'm married to somebody who's already married. So I think people have to be really careful on, you know, what they consume and know that, you know, you can pretty much in this day and age never believe anything that you hear and only half of what you see. And those are just sort of rules that I live by. Whenever I hear a rumor or I see something, I don't necessarily take it too seriously. I take it with a grain of salt. And at the end of the day, it's entertainment. And so that's what this is about.
So the rumors about you and J. Anthony Brown.
Women over 50, an opportunity to really grow.
Well, I started those myself.
Oh. The rumors that were started about you and J. Anthony Brown.
Were started by J. Anthony Brown.
You behave yourself. Don't put our business out in the street.
Oh, that's where his business stays, darling.
All right, Kenya.
It was really a lot of fun. But, you know, I have been successful in my acting. I'm producing. I have a movie out right now with Boris Kodjo and David Banner called The Confidant.
Yeah.
I have another. Yes. Entertainment with TV. And so things are going well, and this is a new chapter in my life, and I'm really looking forward to what's.
Well, good for you, Kenya. Real Housewives of Atlanta, Kenya Moore.